The actual process itself involved, it was a 12-week process where we went down to the Google offices every 2 weeks, and we were appointed a three-member team who worked with us looking at our online presence and how we were communicating with the consumers. And we broke down pretty much all of our online presence into individual steps, and they helped us actually improve, you know, what we were communicating to people, and also from the commercial side, you know, how we were converting our sales. So the process was fantastic. The team that we had as well were really, really good. And it got us to, you know, that leading edge sort of online knowledge that we, you know, we didn't have before we started the process. So it was really great experience.
The fact that you have now won the competition outright, that Google have judged you to be the best startup in the country, that also in itself is going to bring benefits as well as the process.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's been huge. Like the recognition from them is a great accolade on its own. Without, you know, what, you know, there was a monetary bursary, you know, towards spending on advertising, but the experience itself for us was you know, invaluable, and we hope to continue that as well, that relationship with Google.
Every time we've spoken, the Lottie Doll phenomenon has been growing and growing, and it's now getting to the point where Lottie is becoming a force to be reckoned with in that most cutthroat and difficult of markets to break into.
Yeah, one of the tools that Google actually provide is a thing called Google Trends, and it demonstrates brand awareness, you know, and you can map it against some of your competitor brands. And we were able to demonstrate yesterday at the finals that our brand awareness is now one of the highest in Ireland. So yeah, it's been great, and it's all just happened really in the last couple of years. So it's great to be able to demonstrate that to Google using their own tools.
The inevitable and obvious question now is where to for Lottie Dolls. I mean, is this growth in online marketing, growth in advertising, growth in brand recognition, etc., is that going to translate, well, presumably it will translate into growth in sales and perhaps the need to expand out of Colab and Letterkenny to bigger and better things?
Yeah, no, well, to be honest, we love the office facilities in Colab and we'd love to continue there and actually supporting, you know, other businesses that are in the building. We hopefully will be signing a book deal this week, which will take us into publishing. In terms of retail presence, we're speaking with some of the larger retailers here in Ireland in the coming days as well. So, yeah, no, it's all looking positive. Part of the process with Google as well, we're looking to develop an app for kids. So it's going to be fitting with our values. So it's not going to be an addictive thing. It's something where we're getting kids to contribute content, like we do with our design and outfit competition, where six of our dolls so far have actually been designed by kids. So we're getting them to send more and more content and engage with Lottie, you know, just letting kids be kids. So yeah, it's all good.
And inevitably, while the rest of us are trying to avoid what's coming down the line in 5 months' time as a toy manufacturer and as a business person, you're looking ahead. You must be looking for a very positive market in the latter part of this year.
Yeah, no, it all happens in around Christmas time. So, yeah, we're excited about this year. So we've got a lot more now in place, and we'll be extending our product range as well early next year, just bringing in more play value into our brand. So it's very good, very positive.